Touchdown, Los Angeles.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team.
Rams Nation! What's happening? What's good? It's your boy Bear Motter of Rams Podcast, but this is Locked On Rams. Friday edition Locked On Rams. You know what that means? It's the hype edition. We got Serena Morales. I'm super excited about this one. Had a great conversation with Serena earlier. She kind of walked us through the experience of what that game was like down on the field. We talk about updates on Greg Zuerlein, so you're going to want to listen in for that. Jared Goff, inexperience versus experience. All those great topics and more. Super excited about this one, so stay tuned. Guys, I want to say thank you again for tuning in. Of course, this is 5 days of Rams content. Your team. Every day, only on the Locked On Podcast Network. Make sure to go check out some of our other shows. We've got amazing content all over our network, so make sure to check it out. Locked On NFL with Matt Williamson. He is awesome. We're going to try to get him next week on the show, break it down a little bit. He does a great job, has amazing guests on his show every week. Also, Locked On NFL Draft is heating up. Go listen in to them. They're breaking it down. They're doing mock drafts. You want to hear about who the Rams are looking at next year? Those guys are awesome, so make sure to tune into that. And then on social media, make sure to follow the Locked On Podcast Network, both Locked On NFL Net on Twitter and Instagram and Locked On NBA Net on Twitter and Instagram. They do an amazing job of pulling the feed of all the hosts and putting it in one spot, so you get all of your NFL news or NBA news all in one place. They're going to retweet all of us and share all the great content, so go check those out as well. Woo! Got me jacked up. Double coffee, five shot espresso. Let's go. In fact, I had a pretty long conversation with Serena, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to toss it over now. I'll be back next week. Hopefully, I'll get a little sneak peek with Mr. James Kroger on Monday. We'll start the week off right. I've got a lot of things planned for this offseason. I'm really excited about all the things we have coming up. So guys, tune in. I'll be back next week, and I promise I will start that giveaway on Monday. I think I'm going to do it on Monday. I've got a couple exciting things coming up next week, so I want to hold it till then. We'll have a really good week of giveaways and guests and all that fun stuff. So next week, we will dig deep into that. I've got a couple things in the works over here, so stay tuned. But with that said, you know what it is, Rams Nation. Until next time, peace. Enjoy my conversation with Serena. All right, Rams Nation, we are back. Friday edition. We've got 1 week to go till we are playing in the Super Bowl. So you know what that means. We've got Serena Morales on today for the hype edition. Serena, how are you doing?
I have never been better. Mama is going to Atlanta with this team. I am so freaking excited. Like, we were all talking about, like, oh, man, that Rams Chiefs game, Monday Night Football, that was so crazy. It was so exciting. And I'm like, oh. This is the pinnacle of just everybody's, like, career. It's the best game, the most watched event in the entire world, and the Rams are going to be there, and all of a sudden, you know, the Rams are really the focal point in football, so it's kind of nice for them to be noticed, because all year long, right, Bear, you and I and all the Rams fans in L.A. and throughout the U.S. have been like, oh, what a great team. It's such great. You know, the locker room's awesome and the players and everything. And now it's like everyone is seeing what we've been seeing all season. And so it's really exciting.
Yeah, it's definitely exciting, especially coming off the past couple weeks where, you know, a lot of the national media was picking against the Rams in both their games versus the Cowboys and then obviously versus the Saints. So for them to kind of go and prove everyone wrong and kind of be like, well, you have to talk about us now because we're in the big game. It's really awesome to see. Unfortunately, there's a lot of controversy stuff still going on. We'll get to that a little bit, but I want to talk to you first about just your overall experience that day. Talk me through, you know, getting to overtime, both the Greg kicks and all that. Just what was the overall day like for you down there?
So, you know, it was like a positive excitement. Like, there was never this fear. Like, every guy that I talked to, and I know there's that stereotypical, like, nah, we got this, we got this. We get that. Like, there's always going to be that. But I actually felt really good. And obviously, you know, I'm someone that picks off of other people's energy. And so I felt really good going, you know, on the plane, like everything that we, you know, the team had prepared. They were very focused, but also very positive. They were joking around when, you know, on the field during warmups. I just had a really good sense of they felt confident to get this win. And it's great because so Sean McVay, so we go to overtime thanks to Greg Zuerlein. And in overtime, Greg Zuerlein gives us one of the best field goals ever in the history of the NFL, a 57-yard field goal. And right before Greg kicked it, Sean McVay, I was on the field, Sean McVay winked at a couple of the guys on defense, like winked at him, like, he got this.
Oh,
and
nice.
Just like, this is amazing. So it was just really cool to see that. And then I have video of the whole team just, you know, jumping up. And obviously when Greg kicked the field goal and won the game, it was so surreal. And apparently I'm in a bunch of videos of just like, oh, my God, and the guys are jumping on me. Joe Barry gave me this huge hug. And it was just a really – it was so wonderful. Nikhil Roby Coleman fell to the floor and just like was, his hands were on the turf just thanking, like, the universe for all – the great things, you know. It was so surreal. It was sort of a huge, happy moment. So much was happening on the field, but no one actually remembers who was doing what. I was trying to grab guys. I grabbed Akib and Nikhil post game, and I mean, it was so happy. Everyone was just so happy because it was like, man, what a crazy year this team has gone through. I mean, we don't even have a full facility. Like, we still jump back and forth from like the Rams offices to the Rams practice facility. Like, we're still sort of still adjusting. We've been playing in the Coliseum all season, you know, waiting for our stadium to finish. So, I mean, it's all just, it's crazy for them to be here and that moment and to beat them in New Orleans. I mean, it was so loud, Bear. My ears were hurting. It was so great. And they never really, like, Gerald Everett was like sort of doing a little shimmy on the sidelines even before Greg hit that field goal to take this into overtime. I mean, there was never this loss of confidence ever in this team, and it's great to see them, you know, have so much success.
Yeah, definitely, and you could see that. You know, they came out a little slow, but they never looked like the moment was too big. Obviously, going back to how comfortable and confident they were able to kind of hold ship and keep going forward and really, you know, make this a game near the end. That kick was amazing. The replays were awesome to see all the players running out. And I got to admit, you are the greatest photo bomber maybe in the history of the Rams right now. Because you're right, I did see you all over the place in the background smiling, taking pictures. And so it was really fun to see you get out there and enjoy this as well. In your first year with the Rams, you are going to the Super Bowl. That is so amazing. And, you know, after the game, you know, Johnny Hecker tweeted out about, you know, everyone being named, you know, Greg after that kick. And there were so many fun things that came out of this. You know, what was your favorite memory of that trip coming home and some of the stories that came out afterwards?
I would say the locker room, just seeing all the guys celebrating and giving everyone each other like hugs and just having that moment to share with them because you spend so much time with them. And the fields, I mean, all of that. And even post when we're walking, when we were walking out of the locker room across the field to get to our buses and stuff, you know, just seeing, you know, the select few guys that were like, oh, sorry, you know, we made it. And then on the plane, Coach Joe Barry and Johnny Hecker walked around just checking in on everybody. And Hecker actually, I do the Rams down on Instagram after games, and I was writing my script for that on the plane. And so Johnny's like, what are you doing, Serena? Why are you working? Like, now's the time when I need to work, Johnny. And he was like, oh, this is where you put all your puns in. And I was like, what rhymes with Zuerlein? I need to and I was just like, is it, we sure feel fine? Like, I couldn't, it was just so fun for the guys to be joking around, and they worked so freaking hard work, and I don't know how many times I've said it on this podcast, but there's such a strong locker room as a whole, like the way that these guys get along from the defense and offense to everyone sort of getting along, and it's really cool to see them experience. Even someone like Wade Phillips, who just makes the press conferences better for the media room, you know, and today Sean McVay, it's his birthday, and he goes, oh, it's my birthday present. No questions. So even just him joking with the media today, it's just a really special team, and it's got good coaches. It starts from the top, so it's been cool to experience. The whole thing was magical for me to experience. So I'm with the players who are putting their hard work on the field. It's even more satisfying.
Well, it is super satisfying, and it's not done yet. We've got another week to kind of get ready, get prepared, yeah, and think about this big game. So what we're going to do is we're going to step aside, get our first break, get some words from some of our sponsors. We'll be back on the other side. Friday Hype Edition, Serena Morales and Bear Motter, right after this. All right, guys, we are back. Second segment. We've got Serena. This is Barry, your host, and we are just jacked up. We're talking stories about the game because, Serena, I had this circled on my calendar. I was so excited to talk to you. I know you were there. I know you guys are, Yeah, I was just jacked about this to hear your take on it. So I got a couple more questions before we kind of move forward here. We've been talking about John Johnson making big plays. Obviously, we talked about the pick six, but man, how big was that interception at the end of the game? And have you had a chance to talk to him about that pick?
The craziest thing about that is that every week we're like, I tell John Johnson's like, I'm gonna get a pick six. I'm gonna get a pick six, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do post game interview with you, and he gets a huge pick in the game. And I couldn't find him on the field at all. And I was going to give him post-game interview. And I was like, where's JJ? Couldn't even find the kid. So I was like, of all the freaking days, you gave me a pick and I was going to do the interview and he was nowhere to be found. So it was just, I'm like, of course this happened. So I was like, JJ, you need to give me a pick six now. And he was like, yeah, I got you. So I'm like, all right. But just in general, we should have done a segment called What's Just Doing Now every week. But recently he's decided to scare me in every time he sees me. So he'll, like, in the cafeteria and locker room, he'll be like, ah, and I'm just like, ah. And I actually freak out because I'm a loser and I'm like, I was not prepared for being scared while I'm trying to, like, prep questions. So he just gets me every time. And so sometimes I've tried to scare him and I'm like, ah. And he's like, come on, Serena, you can do better than that. And he's like, you're like Sully from Monsters, Inc. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I was like, I've never seen that movie. And he goes, you've never seen Monsters, Inc.? I'm like, no. And he says it so loud that all the DBs here, so like Aqib Talib and Marcus Peters and Blake Townes, all, like, even Mark Barron, who's one of the more quiet guys on the team, like Samson Abicom, they're all like, Serena, you've never seen Monsters, Inc.? I'm like, are you serious right now? Like, are all of you joining up to be against me? I'm like, it's a movie. Like, what's the big deal? Yeah, you know, Serena, you got to watch Monsters, Inc., man. Like, all those Pixar movies, they're good, man. You got to be watching that. And I was like, are you serious? Is this happening right now? So I was like, fine, I'll watch Monsters, Inc. I literally went home that night and I watched Monsters, Inc. So, yes, I am. And then I go, I don't know what you're talking about, like, about the scaring part. He goes, oh, you know what? That might be Monsters, Inc. 2 or Monsters, Inc. University. And I'm like, oh, my God. So John Johnson watches every movie, and I adore him for that, and I appreciate him. But, yeah, now he just likes to scare me, and I've watched Monsters, Inc., but all of the guys are all movie lovers. Apparently, if you've never watched a Pixar movie, you're in big trouble with this team. So.
I love it because I've watched Monsters, Inc. And when you kind of briefly told me that off air, I said the same response. I'm like, you never seen Monsters, Inc.? Come on.
I know. It's like, Fair, are you in the DB room right now?
Yeah, exactly. And it's funny because I go back to, I just gotten out of high school. I guess that dates me a little bit. But Monsters, Inc. came out and I was working at a car dealership. and it was freezing cold outside and raining, and they wanted us to stand out there and wait for people to come on. So instead, we got in one of the minivans with a TV, and we put in Monster Inc., and I probably watched Monsters, Inc. over that winter probably 30 times. So at one point, I could almost quote Monsters, Inc. for every line, but... that's hilarious that all the guys, I love that they're watching these animated movies and, you know, just like us and having a good time. And you got to tell John Johnson, he's got to record one of those scare cams. We need that to go viral of you freaking out. I'm sorry, I really enjoy people getting scared. That's like one of my things. That is hilarious. So I think it's awesome that he messes with you like that.
Yeah, he's really good for all things that annoy Serena Morales, and he takes such pride in it. So I'm sure he'll record it sometime soon. Or I will record me scaring him, because now it's the goal that I have to scare him.
Like, yeah, now, it's like a rivalry. You got to go get him. So I love it. It's, you know, as you were talking about some of the things, I'm looking at my notes here. And, you know, talking about taking pride in something, I want to kind of move this back to football. Taking pride in the run defense. Our defense has held opponents 2 weeks in a row under 50 yards. That's insane. They've got another tough matchup this week. What's the defense doing right now? Is this something they can sustain and really continue to do? And what are we looking at with this matchup next week and trying to hold them, you know, under 100, under 50?
Yeah, I mean, so insane, those numbers. Like, I looked at them and I was like, wait, what? We did that? And I knew the whole game. I was like, man, this defense, we're playing really well. But yeah, I don't see why it would slow down now. I mean, right, we always want teams to sort of peak at the right time. And our defense, you know, all season, you know, we got to tweak this, we got to tweak that. What's going on with the secondary? Bah, 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 bah. And, you know, now, you know, we got to keep back. And Dante Fowler's, you know, we've gotten such great pickups in the off season, even during the season. You know, I even said, like, for us to beat the Saints, we had to level the playing field. And so that meant, you know, eliminate their strongest point, which is Drew Brees and that offense, and, you know, guys like Kamara. And so for us, it was like, we got to have a solid defense. And they've done that. And they knew that going in. And just having those extra players now who are back and healthy and playing, you know, longer than, you know, a day. Like, literally, I think we got Dante Fowler days before we were playing the Saints the first time. So I just think that everything's sort of tuning up. And Wade Phillips is, again, he's a genius. He's been in the game for so long. And we always find the adjustments to be made in the second half of games. So I don't see how we've not performed at that level, knowing this is the game of games. It's been really exciting, and Namakin Sue's had some of his best performances the past 2 weeks. So having him and Brockers, and Aaron Donald had an amazing game against the Saints. Dante had a great game against the Saints. So all those guys, I mean, Dante was what led to that interception for JJ. I mean, they're all just playing at such a high level. It's so exciting. It's really exciting to see the defense really all gel together at this time of the season.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And I want to talk to you because you mentioned Ndamukong Suh there. He's had two of his best games of the season back-to-back. And I'm not sure if you saw this, but one of the Patriots offensive linemen, Marcus Cannon, kind of was caught on video after their win and kind of said, hey, who do we got? They said the Rams. And he said, thank God they got Suh. And he kind of said it as like, oh, that's a good thing for their offensive line. One, were you able to see that video? And two, do you think that kind of stuff ever gets back to Suh? Or do you think he is just so focused on the game ahead and not worried about all that other stuff that's going around in the media?
Man, I didn't see it, but, you know, Sue is someone who doesn't use his social media much. I know that, but I'm sure something like that would fuel him up. And, you know, I mean, the Rams, you know, you got to give credit to these guys. We thrive humbly. Like, the Rams, what we do, you know, even just Kevin Demoff, you know, said to our staff, like, always, you know, whether we're Super Bowl or, you know, we were not here, we always want to carry ourselves as the Rams the same way. Like, whether we made it to the Super Bowl or not, no one that interacts with our team, and that includes ticket sales and marketing and everyone, should never change the way that they act. And I really do think that's something that is felt around the organization, you know, from Sean McVay to Les to Wade to the players. They're always going to be, whether they are, you know, in the Super Bowl or not, we do try and carry ourselves the right way. And so So, like, thriving humbly is something that they have really worked at spreading across our culture for the Rams. So I could also just see Sue watching it and being like, all right, good stuff. But you're not going to hear that out of us, like, on any, you know, level. I mean, Marcus Peters will chirp, but it's all they're all going to focus and you know, just really hone in on what they need to do. They're ready. I mean, all the prep, really, Sean McVay has said this for times now. He is prepping this team like they're going to play on Sunday, so that when you know, we travel to Atlanta and we have all the distractions in the world, all that's going to be tweaked. And, hey, you already know what you need to do. We're just fixing and fine-tuning. So this week is really the hard work. So he is mentally, all of them will be mentally prepared to play next Sunday.
I love it, because I'm mentally freaking out right now with his two-week wait. It's so tough. It's just like, you want to play this Sunday. I wish we were playing this Sunday, but the extra rest is going to be good. What we're going to do is, I got a couple more questions on the other side. We're going to step aside. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this. More with Serena Morales and Bear Motter right after this. All right, Rams Nation, we are back. Third and final segment. Serena Morales and Bear Motter walking you through this. Guys, don't forget to go follow Serena on Twitter and Instagram. You can find her on Twitter @Serena and on Instagram @Morales. Give her a follow. Great content. Always enjoying everything you put up, from being at the game to killing a spider in your apartment. It's all good coming out of there. I want to talk about a couple more things before we get out of here. We saw a report on, I believe it was Monday or Tuesday, that Greg Zuerlein was on the injury report. Talk to me about the latest about that. I know Sean McVay talked about it. Anything you've heard from Greg himself as well, or what's the update on that?
I've seen him. He's totally fine. I mean, he thinks he heard it at halftime. Like he stepped on something, or like it's not his kicking foot. It's the other foot. It's his left foot. So, I mean, obviously it could affect him because he steps on it to kick a ball. You need both feet to do so, but, he's not worried about it. He's getting treatment on it. It's all good. He was getting, you know, his rest today. So, it should be fine. He's like, I don't even know what's wrong with it. Just, you know, something funky, and he's not even worried about it. It happened at halftime, and he was able to make both of those amazing and working kicks, the field goals. So it's nothing to be concerned.
I love it. That's a big emotional hug for me right now, because when I saw that originally, I was like, oh God, no, what do you mean? But then to hear that he kicked through that, through some of the pain, and that it's his plant foot, and that it's not, you know, I know he dealt with some back injury before, so knowing that it's none of that it makes me feel really good. And then as you guys kind of get ready and prepared as a team, heading down to Atlanta, what's the schedule like look for you guys the rest of this week? When do you take off for Atlanta? You know, how many practices down there? Anything going on before that? All that type of jazz.
Okay, so yeah, there was practice today. They did like walkthroughs and stuff. Tomorrow there'll be practice. Friday, Saturday. And Sunday we fly, and Sunday before we take off, the buses, I don't know how many or if all the team or just a few guys, but there will be a fan festival, like a sayonara, if you will, or whatever, just like a little goodbye hoorah for the team at the new stadium site. And so I believe there'll be a tweet or some information that will be sent out. So, Bear, if you retweet that, I'm sure it will come out soon. But we will have a going-away party for these guys where they'll take the bus, stop, say hello, see fans, and then get back on the bus. I'll get on the bus with them, and we fly to Atlanta. But there will be a little something for fans to get to see the players before the big game. So, and then they head to Atlanta Sunday. And then I believe all week there will be, you know, walkthroughs, practice, and then obviously crazy media everywhere throughout the week before the Super Bowl.
Oh my gosh, I love it. It's like old school high school pep rally. Come cheer on the football guys before they get on the bus and go beat up on the rivals across town. Sounds like a bunch of fun. I will definitely retweet that when it's put out so you guys can go check out Serena down at the stadium and see where it's gone. I mean, every time I fly back into LA, it's so fun to go over that stadium and see, like, you know, yeah. Oh my gosh, it's a stadium. Like, throw some seats in. Let's play tomorrow right there. It seems so close. It's kind of watching you guys go and visit that over throughout the season, and it's really fun. So hopefully we'll get a big group down there and send the boys off with a lot of cheers. A couple more things, you know, especially looking at Jared Goff coming into this. One of the big storylines is Tom Brady, 9th Super Bowl. Jared Goff, 1st Super Bowl. Jared Goff was 7 when Tom Brady was in his 1st Super Bowl. You know, talk to me about that storyline. Do you see it being a big deal, the inexperience? Or has Jared shown us enough that he can kind of compete in these games and not let that be a big factor for him?
Yeah, I would say it's really about the people you keep, right? Like, you could say the same about Sean McVay. Like, he's never been to a Super Bowl. Except, you know, when he was with his grandfather watching, you know, in seats, like, as a fan. But, you know, he hasn't been there either. And I think, you know, you could say the same for both of these guys. Like, they're young, but they're putting around them. Like, this is such a great, supportive team overall. And Sean McVay, after Jared threw that interception early on in the game against the Saints, you know, Sean was just like, no problem, buddy. You got this. Like, all good. Like, and he had some huge plays. Jared had some huge throws that were super difficult to make. And he completed them to Higbee, to Gerald Everett, that one to Cook. He had some great plays when we needed him to show up. And so his composure, I'm telling you, man, the Superdome hurt. Like, I should have brought earbuds with me, because being on the sideline, my ears were like, oh, you're not going to be able to hear after this game. So Jared has, I don't think it matters. I think this is a team sport. So I always believe that we have, and Bill Belichick even said it, the Rams play at excellence at all three phases. So when Jared, you know, gets an interception, it's all good, because John Johnson is going to get us an interception back and put the ball back into our hands, our offense hands. So I just say, and then Johnny Hecker, you know, his special teams with the fake punt to Sam Shields. I mean, what more can we ask? We've got all three groups working together to support each other. So one guy doesn't have it, then the next team is going to come in and help us and, you know, give each other another chance to succeed. So I think, and Sean McVay, you know, being the leader on top always empowers, you know, the Wade Phillips and Bones and John Fossil, we call him Bones. And, you know, like every single head coach, Aaron Cromer and Shane Waldron, all those coaches, then Aubrey Pleasant, who's one of the most, you know, fascinating guys to watch pregame with the DBs, just all the coaches, he empowers them. Hey, I'm going to put trust in you to help me do what I need to do as a head coach. And Jared Goff certainly has that super special and super effective O-line who's going to protect him. And so that he can have more time to make the right decisions and make those accurate throws that we've seen out of him all season long. So, yes, is it a big stage? Absolutely. But can Jared handle it? We've seen him all year long do those things from every big game that we've asked him to do, and he's done it. And so I don't see why we won't see that happen, you know, in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. And I think that second half really just kind of proves the fact there, that he was able to kind of weather that storm and then make some amazing throws at the end, some pinpoint throws, even at the end of the first half, being able to get us down there and score. So I'm pretty confident with him coming into it. But it is kind of fun to see how young he is at the same time, because one of my favorite moments after the game was when he was interviewed. And then at the end of the interview, he gave Chris Myers a big hug. Like, he was just like, I need to hug somebody. Like, I'm just so excited. And to see, like, you know, the personality and the youth, and, you know, it was just fun because you get both sides of it. A great player, composure in the big moments, but then also a young kid and just needed, you know, to let out some emotion and, like, somebody hug me. I've been talking to this guy. It was really, really fun to watch.
It was awesome.
What we'll do to kind of close this out, we usually do over-under, but there's no over-under again this week, and I'm really excited about that because we're going to the Super Bowl. And so I'm taking a different tone on this, and, you know, no pressure here, okay? What I'm going to do is we're going to pick, if the Rams win the Super Bowl, we're going to pick our pre-game MVP candidates, And I know this is tough. It's one of my favorite props in the Super Bowl. When if you go to Vegas, you can pick the MVP candidate. And it's sometimes a random, you know, random player. Sometimes it's the, you know, the big name. So I'm going to kind of give you an out here. I'm going to give you a little room to play with. So what you're going to do is you're going to name me a kind of our big time star. And then I'll also give you a chance to pick a dark horse. So also to make it easier, maybe one from defense, one from offense, a total of four guys. Dark horse and a mainstreamer MVP candidate coming into this week.
Okay. All right. Let's start with offense. I'll say big name. You know, I'll give the big name to CJ Anderson because, man, being around CJ Anderson has been fascinating. This guy comes in. I talked to him. I did a one-on-one with CJ. I think he came in that morning, practiced with the team, and then I was his first interview after practice. I had just met the guy, and we joked about, you know, that he thinks Batman's a superhero. You know, just he was, and I said to him, you know, I was like, this is your third team this year with the NFL, and he was like, not because I just want people to know it wasn't because I can't play. So like, this guy is constantly, you know, he was like, just check it, like, wait till you see me out there, I will show you how good I am. And how he's done that ever since. And so every game he goes, we got this. And then after the Rams beat the Saints, he goes, I told you, Serena, I told you. And you never really see him affected by any of these big moments. And obviously, you know, he won a Super Bowl with the Broncos. And it's funny because CJ Anderson is someone who I've actually met at ESPN. I remember I was anchoring SportsCenter. Oh, I was in the makeup chair, and they always have these sort of car washes. And so CJ comes over to me after they had won the Super Bowl, and he was going to get his makeup done or something, and I was getting ready to go on air, and I saw a couple of the guys. But I remember CJ because me, I'm a smart aleck, and I got to chirp at everybody. And I said, oh, you guys need to be more pretty? Like, you already got your ring. Like, why do you need makeup? And he remembered that, and I was like, what's up? I'm Serena. And so he said to me in the cafeteria one day, he's like, were you on TV? I was like, yeah, I used to be an anchor on SportsCenter. And then I go, oh my God. And we're like, the makeup chair. He remembered me from all these, you know, these years ago when I was at SportsCenter. And so ever since then, it's just been hilarious because he's always like, I told you, Zarina, I told you. So just given all of that, I'm going to say that CJ will have a big game because he knows what to do. He's been at this situation already. He's going to pick up everyone else on offense because we've got four guys who won a Super Bowl. And so I really think that he's going to be someone that we're, as we've seen every week, perform at such a great level and high level. I'm going to give the big name to CJ on offense. And then I'm going to give, who's like the rant? So like a guy that we don't expect. I want to give someone special teams. Like,
I like it.
Greg Zuerlein was going to be a big person, the biggest person when it came to Saints Rams, because I was like, we're going to win this game by a field goal. Like, I swear. And then boom, sure enough, that's what Greg did. But I'm going to give it to Hecker because I feel like he's always been the unsung hero. But I mean, man, when he had that fake punt and threw the ball to Sam Shields. And it's always these moments like that where, you know, Hecker is so versatile of a player and he's such a great athlete. I just feel like even when he places, you know, his punts, we just never appreciate, you know, what he does to
right.
the team. And I feel like Johnny is going to be someone that maybe is like, oh, Johnny came in and won this game. And so I'm going to give it to Johnny because I gave it to Greg before the Saints game. So I'm going to give it to Johnny as like, wait, let's think about this guy.
I love it. Here I'm thinking it through in my head. I could see like a field goal to tie the game near the end of the game. And instead Johnny Hecker rolls out and throws a deep touchdown pass and boom, there's your MVP.
Totally. Yeah.
And for the defensive side of the ball.
Defense. All right. There's so many names on defense. I want to give it to Aaron Donald because I asked him, what would it mean for you to get a sack in a Super Bowl game? And he's like, oh, man, you could just see it in his face. Like, he wants that. And so he's hungry for some Tom Brady. So I'm going to say Aaron, and just, you know, for him, he's, again, someone that really has the majority of his sacks are in the second half, and then even the majority of those are in the fourth quarter. So I believe that when the time is needed, Aaron's going to have himself, I would say he's sacrilegious because I'm a pun master.
Hey, there you go.
So I think when the time is called, like, he's going to come through. I mean, he had a great game against the Saints too, but I'm going to give it to Aaron. I'm going to give him a sack in this game. And I say this game, it's like the Super Bowl. In the Super Bowl. And then I'm gonna give it to, well, JoJo Natson is also someone who's like, I know I'm going all over the place with special teams, but JoJo's like, Serena, I'm telling you, I'm gonna return it for a touchdown. He's like so focused on that. So I could see JoJo, you know, keeping his word, be like, I told you, Serena, I told you I was gonna return it for a touchdown. I'm like, all right. I mean, he's so small and he gets in there. But I want to give it to John Johnson, because this entire season he has told me he's getting a pick six. And because we won't talk about it next week, maybe, I'll say this week again, he'll have a pick six before next week's podcast. We won't mention it because we got a pick. So I'm going to say John Johnson. I think, honestly, he should have been a Pro Bowler this season. I think he's going to be the sort of the media favorite, and I can't wait for all of the media, national media and other local media that cover the Super Bowl, to understand what an awesome person and character John Johnson is, because he is just, and we all know this, but John Johnson's like, you gravitate towards him. He's always smiling. He's always positive. He's just a really, like, a shining person in the locker room. And then when you ask him questions, he really gives the most thoughtful answers. Like, I know that a lot of times, you know, he's seen as this jokey sort of character, but he really does give thoughtful answers. And I appreciate that as a reporter, even though he tries to scare me every freaking week. I appreciate when he does give answers. He's so thoughtful, whether they're funny or not funny. So I want to give it to John Johnson. And I do actually, you know, just, Nickell Robey, like, we talk a lot about the secondary and Marcus Peters and Akib, but Nickell has also been just such a, I mean, the nickel, and, you know, he's so smart, and, you know, just, he's being a Ram now. He's been so proud of it. And I know he said, he's just like, you know, I played at USC. I feel like this is my city in some ways because I played there, you know, undrafted, and then to make it to the Super Bowl. I want to give it a shout out to him too, because I do think that, you know, he's really playing with all of his heart out there, and you see it on the field. He's a really smart player. So I know I cheated and gave way more names than you asked me for, but
I love
those are
it.
Like my little pinpoints.
I love it because you totally pick up the style of how I do things. This is our podcast. We can do whatever we want. You know, we kind of bend the rules as we go. It's good stuff to talk about. And you said some really great things. I love JoJo as kind of an honorable mention there. I love Nickell. A lot of people forget, you know, you talk about the big moves that the Rams did, but signing Nickell and bringing him back was huge for us. He's had a great season. He's really contributed. So being able to, you know, sign him and actually finally, you know, I heard him talking at one point, getting a long-term deal. I mean, he was unrestricted free agent out of the draft when he got with Buffalo, and he was kind of always on those short-term deals. So for the Rams to come back and say, hey, we want to give you more money. We want to give you a couple more years because we want you here. I know that meant a lot to him. You talked about him being a USC guy. So I love that. John Johnson is going to be a blast to watch all next week as he gets in front of that media. You're right. So hopefully it's his term to be put on the map. I know a lot of people here in LA know about him, and slowly people around the country are starting to know about him as he makes some big plays and big games. But hey, Super Bowl, no bigger than that. So if he makes another big play, he's very much got a chance at, you know, cracking into that MVP candidate. So those were great answers, Serena. I love it. I'm so excited. This was an awesome podcast. I'm so glad you're able to join us. And, you know, if we can connect again sometime next week when you're in Atlanta, I will do everything I can to make sure that happens. We look forward to your content throughout the week. You always put up great stuff, guys. Again, don't forget to go follow her at Serena on Twitter, at Morales Morales on Instagram. And we'll retweet that send-off party that you guys do, because I know you do a great job hosting all those things. And we're just excited to talk to you next week.
Woo-hoo! I'm so excited to go to Atlanta. It's so exciting. It's so freaking exciting. The Rams are the Super Bowl. So exciting. Love it.
Me too. All right, Serena, you take it easy.
All right, thanks a lot there for having me on.